Now that's good music right there. Welcome to Rosie on the House, y'all. This is my house. Come on in. So we can talk about your house. It's Rosie on the House, Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. We show up every Saturday morning to try and answer questions about your house, home, castle, or cabin. I do that with my team. My son, Romy Romero, and co-host, who's been by my side, actually out on the job site, literally since he could walk. He was our payroll guard for a long time. We'd go around on payroll Friday, and he'd ride shotgun just to make sure the pay got delivered safe.
And what did we always get at the end of the day? We'd often stopped at Baby K's on the way home, and it was Coke with, like, cherry juice. What was the?
Are you thinking of Yahoo's?
Cherry Coke.
No.
Yahoo's.
No. It was Yoo-hoo. The name of a drink.
Roy Rogers.
Oh. We'd stop at Baby K for a Roy Rogers and fried catfish on the way home.
Anybody that served as payroll guard all day got a Roy Rogers at the end of the day. That's right. Well, we had a lot of fun driving around. We'd be in the pickup truck, and I'd pull up on the job site with everybody's paycheck, and Romy would jump in the bed of the truck, and we'd have a big ice chest there, and he'd start passing out candy bars and soda pops and waters, and I'd start handing out paychecks.
I think you
were more popular than I was.
That's how Dad remembers it. Did you see that piece of trash over there, Romy? Go pick it up. Why don't you walk around here and find any litter you can? See that rake? Put it to use. Here's a broom.
That's
how I remember. I don't remember pay checks.
That leads to the story of why you dislike electricians so much. They leave more trash on the job than any other single trade on the planet.
Yes, that is absolutely the truth. But I don't dislike electricians. I don't like to do electrical work myself. Therefore, I love electricians.
Oh, okay.
But they are messy.
We used to pull up on jobs, and you would say, are there electricians here?
I don't remember that part of it. But yes, every job I've ever done, the electrician's always been the messiest.
Well, a lot of contractors let them get away with that. We don't. It just takes us a little while to get them all trained up. So, hey, we're talking today about your house, the article in the Arizona Republic. Like I say, we show up as a team. Romy, I just introduced you to one team member, my son, my oldest son. I do have six kids. I have another son who's a plumber, lives up in Portland. Hopefully we'll get up to see him in March. And when I go to Portland, I don't know if y'all know Portland very well, but I walk to Powell's Bookstore, and I tell Jennifer and my son, T-Boy, y'all come back and find me in 4 days. It is the most incredible bookstore on the planet. If you've never been there, it's worth a trip to Portland all by itself. The other team members are my wife, Jennifer. She's our call screener. She takes your calls. She actually arranged to get a toll-free number so that when you call us, regardless of where you are in Arizona, Jennifer actually pays for the call. The number is 1-888-767-4348. And this hour, we want to talk to any of you who are trying to declutter your house.
That was good. I actually thought something was falling behind me for a second. I thought those Arizona highways calendars were coming down.
And as I'm finishing introducing our team, I've introduced Romy. I've introduced my wife, sweet Jennifer, our call screener. And we have our broadcast engineer, Mr. Mike Reisch, who's always fast with his fingers on those sound effects. So, Mike, thanks for that. So we're talking about decluttering. Maybe you want to call and talk to us about someone you know that needs some decluttering counseling. Do you know anyone that lives in a house that, like, there's just little pathways to get to each particular room? Let's talk about decluttering. Let's talk about what we have to do to start prioritizing in our lives and in our living areas. What does it take to get comfortable in our home again? We did this exercise at our office, okay? At the beginning of the year, we take, between Christmas and New Year's, we take it off with pay. And I tell everybody, just go spend the holidays with your families. We're going to pay you for that week. enjoy it, be ready to come back to work, and let's really buckle down and get to work. So I think this week, this year, that first Monday was January 4th, if I'm not mistaken. And generally speaking, we take Monday off because we work all day Saturday. So our weekends at Rosie on the House are Sunday and Monday. And then our work week is Tuesday to Saturday. But on this particular Monday, I called everyone in the office. I said, I'm giving you the week off, so you will show up on Monday. And we are going to practice what we preach. And we're going to go through every room of this office and establish what doesn't need to be here. No mas. Anymore. Ever again. And I was at a seminar in Dallas, Texas, the fall of last year. A presentation was given by a company called Vermeer Corporation. They're a very large manufacturing facility located in the town of Pella, Iowa. Their headquarters are across the street from Pella Windows. Vermeer Corporation. They make a lot of agricultural large equipment, wood chippers and big agricultural
equipment. That's where most people would see it, is the roadside landscape and arborist when they're chipping the trees and branches they've cut right into the back of their
turning
truck.
Branches into mulch.
Yeah.
And Vermeer is one of the most efficient companies in this great recession where they saw sales decrease by way more than anybody ever guessed. They were still able to keep everybody on, and they have since increased their workforce by about 30%.
Good for them.
And they did it through increased efficiencies. So they have this management system called the five S's. And the first thing they did is they went through their entire facility, they went through everyone's work area, and they had them, first S, sort. So let's just go through everything we have and sort it. That's hard for me.
Why is that?
Because what they want you to do is they want to sort it from keep and discard or recycle or repurpose.
And you got that Grandpa Raymond keep everything.
I got just enough Grandpa Raymond DNA that I got a purpose for every single thing I own. And in my mind, it's kind of organized. But I had a real estate consultant walk through my house the other day because we're contemplating putting it up for sale. And he said, well, first thing we have to do is declutter. I said, well, listen, you. I like this artwork on the wall. There's a lot of money invested in this artwork. I love my art. But anyway, that's another story. So we have to sort. Well, we're in an office that's about 2,600 square feet. There are eight of us full-time, a couple more that are part-time. Mike, Reesh, how many bags of stuff did we end up taking to the dumpster?
It was at least 15 trips out there.
It was at least.
Those big round dumpsters, I know we filled up at least 1.5.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm talking about the big 4 mil thick, heavy duty construction, oversized trash bags. 15 trips.
At least. I mean, and then the next day we kept going because there was nowhere else to put any recycling because the recycling was full. So it was impressive.
Step one at your house needs to be sorted out. Okay, let's take a look really seriously. There are tricks if you're going to start in a closet. I can remember one vacation Jennifer and I took. At the last minute, the plans changed. And what we were going to do wasn't available any longer. The kids were going one direction. Jennifer and I were going to go the other direction. The kids left for their assigned vacation. And Jennifer and I just stayed home. And we spent the entire vacation just going through closets and emptying them and cleaning them out. And I'll tell you, after we did that, it just felt so good walking into the house. It just felt so much fresher. And I can't tell you how much happier I am walking into my office now. I like to work by things by sight. So I'll have projects spread on my desk, and there could be eight different projects going on. I have a big credenza behind me. I have a fairly large desk in front of me. I've got my laptop with an oversized screen. I've got my electronic photo frames showing me pictures of my kids constantly flipping through my work environment. Cheers me up all day long. But I can't tell you how much better I feel walking into my office every day since we did that sort day.
You know what makes me feel better?
What?
Not having to stare at you every minute.
Yeah. Mike and I had a window in between our offices. He's still crying because he can't see me and check on me. And I hung a picture of myself in his office just so he wouldn't get scared.
No comment.
That's one of our broadcast locations. So we set my office up as a call screening station and his office is the actual broadcast. So let's get things sorted, okay? And we talk about repurposing, we talk about recycling, reused, handed down, whatever it takes, let's just get what we don't use. Jennifer and I just returned from the International Builders Show in Las Vegas, and one of the tricks one of the closet designers was saying is if you've got the room, separate your closet and hang everything in one area, leaving the other area completely empty. Every time you wash it, hang it in the empty space. Hang it in the empty space. That's telling you which clothes in your closet you're actually using. Uh-huh. After 6 months, if something hasn't moved from one side to the other side,
you're probably too fat to wear it.
Maybe. you're still living that dream about getting back to your high school weight. Chances are the things that haven't moved really need to be looked at really, really hard.
There's a reason Goodwill exists.
There's a reason Goodwill
exists. And somebody needs that wardrobe.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk our way through sorting and setting in order and shining and standardizing and sustaining a new level of order in your house. If you'd like to talk about strategies on decluttering your house, we're going to talk about decluttering every room in the house except the garage. That's a special show all by itself we'll have in the near future. When we get back, Rosie on the House.